In Jesus' name, Christian friends, have you formulated your Christmas resolutions yet? Wait a minute, you might be thinking. The guy is mixed up. Aren't resolutions supposed to be for New Year's? Well, no, I'm not mixed up, because New Year's resolutions are notoriously short-lived. Within weeks or even days, they're typically set aside and forgotten, because there's really nothing so special about New Year's Day that will inspire or motivate. So today I'm going to invite you to make some Christmas resolutions on the basis of this Old Testament passage, the first verses of Isaiah 40, which are before us today, and we read, "Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem, and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins." I think you know that we enjoy Christmas largely because it's a time of comfort. We spend leisure time in the comfort of our own homes. We eat home-cooked comfort food. Family is gathered around. There are joyful songs and carols. Gifts get exchanged with thoughtfulness. And under that sparkling Christmas tree, there is that manger scene with the cute little baby. It's very comfortable when Christmas comes around once again. I hope you will enjoy it fully again this year. It is a great blessing from God. But beneath these comforts of the celebration always lies an uneasiness, a disquiet. Even in the midst of our enjoyment of the celebration, we can't fully escape some anxiety. Because this Christmas, in some ways, will be different from the ones that came before. Perhaps there is a loved one who is missing this year for the first time, no longer there. Maybe there is someone whom we have heard is recently diagnosed, or maybe it's even yourself. And even if it's not you now, it could be by next Christmas. While it seems there will always be another Christmas, we're not granted an unlimited number of Christmases on this earth, probably fewer than 5 dozen that we will remember. And maybe the family doesn't get along that well, and then there are those whom we love who don't really believe in this baby Jesus in the manger, and we worry about them. And then there are the forces of evil and the sources of trouble beyond our control that are out there, and some even within us, which we must contend with and which we know we have to face once again when that warmth of the Christmas celebration has passed. The comfort of celebrating the holiday is pleasant, but it's fleeting. And in a real sense, it's superficial. What we need to do is augment the comfort of the celebration of Christmas with the comfort of the real meaning of Christmas, the comfort of which God speaks in this reading. It's a deep, real, lasting, constant comfort that should fill our hearts and fill our lives all the time, all year long, all our life long, no matter what circumstances we find ourselves in. It's the comfort of God's enduring love, that our battle of enmity with God, which is our natural relationship with Him, that battle is over. It's the comfort of peace on earth between us and God, of which the angels sang. It's the comfort of our sins forgiven, our iniquities pardoned. Comfort, God says, yes, comfort my people. Speak comfort to Jerusalem, that is to believers, and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned. How do we fully realize and grasp that deep comfort? Well, here's the first resolution I'll ask of you for this Christmas. When you look into that manger and see that baby, see the Christ and see the cross. This is the Christ, as the angels sang, this is Christ the Lord, the specially anointed one by God. This is, as the angels sang, the Lord, God himself, who left his heavenly throne, that joyful, lofty heaven, and he humbled himself and came down to join us in this evil and sinful and sickness-filled world. When you look into that manger and see the baby, see the Christ, and see the cross. That's why the prophet can say in our reading, our iniquity is pardoned. See the cross and know that our comfort comes from his discomfort. Our loving embrace by God comes from his being forsaken by God on the cross as he bore there our sins. Our anticipated joy in heaven comes from his leaving heaven and bearing the torments of hell on the cross as he paid for the sins that we owed to God, his being forsaken there by God. That's where our comfort comes from. When God, through the prophet, comforts his people, he isn't just patting them on the head like a kindly neighbor and saying, there, there, everything will be okay. God sacrificed. He sacrificed his own son to take our sins away, and by that sacrifice provide us with the most profound and deepest and most meaningful and real comfort there could ever be. So here's the next Christmas resolution I'll suggest for you. Resolve, as you look into the manger and see the baby and see the Christ and see the cross, resolve to enjoy this comfort. It's God's Christmas gift to you. Believe in this comfort. Bask in it. Let it resonate in the chambers of your heart and in your mind. Make it the center of your life. New Year's resolutions are fleeting and trivial. This one can be life-changing. Plan your life around this profound comfort of knowing that because of this Christmas baby, your sins are forgiven, you are restored to God. And finally, let that comfort move you to commit your life more fully to Jesus, to root out all the sin that's there, and to dedicate all of your words and all of your actions to please God. Plan your life always to be centered on this comfort and on his service. Then, through the new year and all your life, you can, with comfort and assurance, follow wherever God might lead in every new year. Thanks be to God.